Good morning and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Monday, April 22nd. On today's show, NASA seeks help to save stranded Mars samples with SpaceX among the front runners. Plus, a delta-like fan on Mars suggests ancient rivers were persistent. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. NASA is seeking help from the private sector to retrieve precious Mars rock samples that are currently stranded on the red planet's surface. This marks a shift in approach for the space agency, which has typically managed such missions entirely in-house. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent at Simply Mars. What can you tell us about NASA's outreach to private companies for this mission?
NASA's decision to involve the private sector in this critical mission is a significant departure from their usual practices. The agency has reached out to several companies, including SpaceX, to explore potential solutions for retrieving the Mars samples. These samples were collected by the Perseverance rover and are considered invaluable for understanding the red planet's geology and potential for past life. However, due to technical issues, the samples are currently stranded on the Martian surface, and NASA needs to find a way to bring them back to Earth for analysis.
Why is NASA turning to private companies for assistance with this mission? What advantages could this collaboration bring?
By involving private companies, NASA hopes to leverage their expertise, innovation, and resources to find a solution more quickly and cost-effectively. Private space companies like SpaceX have demonstrated their capabilities in developing advanced spacecraft and landing systems, which could be crucial for a successful sample retrieval mission. Additionally, collaborating with the private sector allows NASA to share the financial burden and risks associated with such a complex endeavor. This public-private partnership could pave the way for more efficient and ambitious space exploration missions in the future.
What are some of the challenges that NASA and its private partners will face in retrieving these Mars samples?
Retrieving the samples from Mars is no easy feat. The mission will require a spacecraft capable of landing on the Martian surface, locating and collecting the samples, and then launching back into space for the return journey to Earth. This process involves numerous technical challenges, such as designing a reliable landing system, ensuring the samples remain uncontaminated, and developing a rocket powerful enough to lift off from Mars's surface. Additionally, the mission will need to account for the harsh Martian environment, including extreme temperatures, dust storms, and the planet's thin atmosphere.
How soon could we expect to see these Mars samples return to Earth, and what impact could they have on our understanding of the red planet?
NASA and its private partners are still in the early stages of planning the sample retrieval mission, so it may be several years before the samples are returned to Earth. However, once they arrive, these samples could revolutionize our understanding of Mars. By studying the rocks and soil in detail, scientists hope to gain insights into the planet's geological history, its past climate, and whether it ever hosted microbial life. The samples could also help inform future human missions to Mars by providing valuable data on the planet's resources and potential hazards. In short, the successful return of these Mars samples could be a milestone in the exploration of our solar system and the search for extraterrestrial life.
NASA's collaboration with private companies like SpaceX could be a game changer for this critical Mars sample retrieval mission. The challenges are significant, but the potential rewards for science and our understanding of the red planet are immense. And speaking of Mars, new details seen in a fan-shaped apron of debris on the planet may help settle a long-standing debate about whether it had long-lasting rivers or just brief, intense floods. Here with more details is our correspondent. What exactly was found that provides evidence of long-lasting rivers on ancient Mars?
Pictures from NASA's Mars Global Surveyor Orbiter show ancient hardened deposits of sediment that have eroded into interweaving, curved ridges of layered rock. Some of the curves are interpreted by scientists as traces of ancient meanders made in a sedimentary fan as flowing water changed course over time. Meanders like this are considered unequivocal evidence that some valleys on early Mars had persistent flows of water over considerable periods, not just brief flash floods.
The article mentions this fan-shaped feature may have been a delta. Can you explain what that means and why it's significant?
A delta is a deposit of sediment that forms where a river enters a larger body of water, like a lake or ocean. The shape of this fan and the pattern of inverted channels within it are very reminiscent of a delta formation. If confirmed, this would be the strongest indicator yet discovered that Mars once had standing bodies of water, like lakes. It would mean Mars had an even more extensive water cycle in the past, with rivers continually feeding larger reservoirs.
How extensive is this fan-shaped formation that was studied, and what techniques did the scientists use to analyze it?
The fan covers an area about 13 kilometers long by 11 kilometers wide, located within an unnamed crater in Mars' southern hemisphere. The crater is downslope from a large network of channels that apparently drained into it billions of years ago. To study the fan, the scientists used high-resolution images from the Mars Orbiter camera on the Mars Global Surveyor, as well as topographic data from the spacecraft's laser altimeter. They also incorporated wider context from cameras on other orbiters like Mars Odyssey and Viking.
What are the implications of finding more evidence of long-lasting water on the surface of ancient Mars?
Although no liquid water has been detected on Mars today, discoveries like this, along with others showing recent gullies and near-surface ice deposits, suggest Mars had a much different climate in the distant past, one that could support persistent surface water. This makes ancient Mars more and more intriguing as a potential habitat for life. As NASA's lead Mars scientist points out, such localities could serve as key landing sites for future missions to search for signs of past habitats. The hardened sedimentary deposits also provide a tangible record of Mars' geological and climatic history for scientists to study.
Thanks for that fascinating report on the evidence of ancient rivers on Mars detected by NASA's Mars Global Surveyor Orbiter. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.